This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I said this in the first service, and I wasn't trying to be funny, but I believe it's true. If you've got one or two bitter people in your family, you probably got four or five. If you've got four or five bitter people in your extended family, you probably got eight or ten. If you've got eight or ten, you probably have 15 or 20. What I meant by that is that bitterness is contagious. I'm not an expert on anything to do with the EPA and toxic waste and all that stuff, but I just know this story, that years ago, there were companies all over America that put toxic chemicals in metal barrels, 50-gallon drums. And they thought, we'll put them in the barrels, we'll seal those barrels, we'll bury those barrels underneath the ground, 15, 20, 30 feet under the ground, and we've taken care of our problem. Some of you are ahead of me, you know where I'm going with this. The chemicals, many of the toxic chemicals in the barrels outlived the barrel. And those toxic chemicals seep through the metal in that barrel, and it would happen a drop at a time, and then maybe a stream of that toxic chemical would come out. But sooner or later, those toxic chemicals would seep out into the groundwater, and that's the same thing that happens in your life and in my life with bitterness. We contain it. We build something around it, but something happens. There's a crisis in your family. Have you ever noticed that sometimes a family crisis, a person will blow up, and you say, where did that come from? I'll tell you what happened. The barrel broke. That's what happened. You had a family crisis, and you're at the hospital with your mom and dad. Something happened to dad or mom, and then all of a sudden, one of the brothers or sisters just blows up at everybody. The barrel broke through, and the toxic chemical called bitterness broke through. That can happen to anybody in this room. I love the book written by Charles Braceland Flood called Lee, The Last Years. It's a book about Robert E. Lee after the Civil War, not his war years, but after the Civil War. He reports in his book that after the Civil War, Robert E. Lee visited a Kentucky woman who took him to the remains of a grand old tree in front of her house. She bitterly cried. She wept. She was so angry toward the Union soldiers who had destroyed this grand old tree in her yard. There were branches missing here and there and shell holes all over the tree, and pieces of bark were missing because this tree had been riddled with bullets and cannon fire. And she just went on and on, and she wanted Lee to take up the offense with her, and she wanted a negative word from Lee, like, yeah, and maybe use a few expletives, those guys did that to your tree, isn't that awful? She wanted a word of hatred to come from Robert E. Lee, but he didn't do it. Instead, he looked at this woman from Kentucky, and I think it was near Perryville, Kentucky, where the Battle of Perryville took place, southwest of Lexington, Kentucky. He said, ma'am, if I were you, I would cut down the tree and forget it. That's not the answer she wanted. She wanted a condemning word for the North, but Robert E. Lee wouldn't give it. Ma'am, if I were you, I would cut the tree down and forget it. Now, psychologically, I don't know if that's a good idea, what he told her. From a counseling standpoint, I don't know if it's a good thing to tell her, but let me tell you this. There are people here today, you've got some trees in your life that you need to cut down in the name of Christ. Say, that's it. It's done. In the name and in the power of Christ, I cut that tree of bitterness down in my life. And it's been there for 25. It's been there for 30 years. It's been there as long as I can remember. But today, this day, I cut it down in the name of Christ. And you know what? I'm naive enough to believe that the Lord will help you do that.
We'll conclude this message tomorrow from Joshua 5. It's entitled Taking Down Strongholds, based on the story of Joshua in the city of Jericho. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, Taking Down Strongholds. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.